It has been another cool April day across eastern New York and western New England, and that cool weather theme will carry on through this week. And to help put this in perspective, the normal high temperature is right around 60 degrees in Albany for this week, and I do not expect us to reach that 60-degree mark through Friday. Temperatures will be largely in the 50s each day, though on Wednesday, we're probably not going to reach much higher than the mid-40s, so that will be the coolest day of the week, and when you factor in the wind on Wednesday, it's going to feel even colder than that. During the day today, we are on the edge of a storm that is tracking well south of Long Island, and that storm is far enough away that rain is not going to reach us, but the clouds have, and it has been a variably cloudy day, with the brightest weather the farthest away from the storm, north and west of the capital region, and it has been rather gray for areas to the south and southeast of the Albany area. Heading into tonight, it is going to be cold as temperatures drop back into the 20s and low 30s, so you will need that heavy coat early tomorrow morning. It will start off with some sunshine tomorrow, then a cold front will approach from the west, so the sun will quickly fade behind increasing clouds, and we're likely to see some showers and maybe even some thunderstorms from noontime into tomorrow afternoon. There is the potential that some of these storms may be locally strong or severe, with gusty winds, small hail, and some downpours. And of course, lightning is always a concern with thunderstorms, so be weather aware tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's not going to be an especially warm day tomorrow. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 40s to low 50s, and as the cold front sweeps through, temperatures will quickly drop, and it may cool down quickly enough that the rain may end as some snow across the higher elevations, and that's going to set the stage for a cold day on Wednesday with a gusty wind and scattered snow showers, and then later Thursday into Thursday night, another storm will bring the threat of unsettled weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 26 to 32. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely, breezy with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, breezy, highs in the middle to upper 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 28 to 34, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely, breezy with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely, breezy with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, some scattered lake effect and mountain snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the low to mid-40s, some 30s in the mountains. Then on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.